This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's mountains have had about half of the amount of snow left than they normally do at this time of year. Snowstorms late last month helped some parts of the state, but all the snow is already gone in the Gunnison River Basin, and it's about the same in the San Juan River Basin. Becky Bollinger is the assistant state climatologist.
By the middle of May, they were completely melted out. No more snow on the San Juan Mountains. And that was basically a month early.
More than 80% of Colorado is in a moderate drought or worse. It's been 4 years since three Colorado governments sued Suncor and ExxonMobil, claiming the oil and gas giants are liable for climate change. Now the companies want the U.S. Supreme Court to weigh in. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The city of Boulder brought the lawsuit along with San Miguel and Boulder counties. They say Suncor and Exxon should pay to help communities adapt to climate change. The governments want the case heard in state court. The companies have tried and failed to move it into federal court. Last week, Suncor and Exxon asked the U.S. Supreme Court to decide the right venue. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
This year's James Beard winners include a chef in Aurora and a Colorado food writer. Chef Carolyn Glover from Annette in the Stanley Marketplace is best chef in the mountain region. That's Colorado and four other states. Writer Adrian Miller won for his history book on barbecue called Black Smoke. Miller is a member of Colorado Public Radio's board of directors. A sunny day along the Front Range with highs in the 80s around Colorado Springs and Metro Denver. A little warmer tomorrow and again on Friday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRC. See.